Hello, today is November 21st, 2014. My name is Ashley Anapp of AshleyAnapp.com. I'm already an artist. You can hear the drone of my dishwasher and my dryer in the background. That's on account of it's Friday and I'm doing a bunch of chores before the weekend. I don't have to do them during the weekend. So I listened to my recording from yesterday and I use a lot of likes, ums, and ahs. So yesterday I tried to improvise it without writing anything down before I started. So I decided today to write stuff down to keep me more focused and maybe subject you guys to less ums, ahs, and likes. Though I guess the like that I subject you to is the one kind of like that artists don't like, but the other kind of like, which shares and promotes your work, is a like that artists do like. So we'll see. So today I worked a little bit. I listened to Tales to Terrify. The first time I've listened to this particular podcast, I recommend No Sleep a lot, and then this one was recommended in one of their recent episodes that they, or one of the episodes they had when they were going on hiatus, where they listened to a bunch of podcasts. And I listened to the episode The Chair by Martin Munt. And this is way different than the No Sleep or even Chilling Tales to Terrify. Like, you can tell that someone who is really passionate experience with writing wrote this episode. It was crazy. It did feel like a short story you might read in English class. And basically the theme of this, and it was kind of about like how we venerate and idolize businessmen. Like, you know, there is respecting hard work, respecting cleverness, and, you know, feeling happy for someone else's success, especially when that person uses their money in a very responsible or conscious way. And then there's this other thing that happens where we venerate businessmen like saints or like actual heroes, which they're not. They're just guys that make money. Now, some of them might have side projects that make them heroes, like you might be a businessman and you also volunteer as a firefighter, or you decide to donate all of your wealth to charity, or something like that. But just being rich does not make you a hero. Like, and the part that you should be venerating is the firefighter part of that businessman who also happens to be a firefighter, not the businessman part. The businessman part is just him sustaining himself. And anyways, a story called The Chair was all about that culture. And I don't know if it's like because I'm in a red state in the U.S. where I run into it so much, or if it's like a universal now. The U.S. definitely isn't the only place in the world that has put money before other things, but it was just a really fascinating story that was so eerily similar to, like, stuff I hear all the time on the radio and, like, marketing and advertising. And especially, like, when I was going to college, there was a lot of, quote-unquote, young professionals that would put the job before anything else. Like, we have ethics class, and they'd be like, well, no, the client comes first. They would actually compare themselves to, like, lawyers in the, like, marketing firms and stuff. And I'm like, you're not a lawyer. You're not upholding the law. You're a businessman. You're turning a profit for a corporation. It's not the same thing. Like, but I don't want to make anybody mad. So if you think it is, then more power to you. But this was just a really great story about that culture of worshiping money and worshiping people that are super successful, and blaming yourself for not having their success despite different circumstances, and how some people will feel so bad about themselves they start to dehumanize themselves, while the ultra-rich are also dehumanizing them to make this vicious cycle, this downward spiral. But to make the record clear, I don't want to be political, but I'm not saying that's the state we live in today. I think the state we live in today is actually pretty good. I don't think I'd rather live in any other decade, if you had to ask me. But it is a really interesting dystopian story that you might like. And it has really great like literary turns of phrase and visuals, similes, metaphors, that sort of stuff. And a very poetic sort of repetition to it that I think you'll really like if you give it a chance. The first thing I wrote this morning was I wrote 600 words in NaNoWriMo. That's how much I wrote last morning when I woke up, and that's the first thing I did. I am like 200 words behind par, so I'm going to have to put a little bit more work in on that today. And I also wasted some time this morning. I didn't waste it. I listened to Thunder Punch Daily 170 by Jersey Droz, where he discusses what do you want from a cannabis community. And I've been going to these meetups on meetup.com, and they actually turn out to be pretty fun most of the time. So I decided I might try to start a group here in the city I'm living in. And so I spent like, oh my gosh, was it an hour and a half, 2 hours? I wrote up all the stuff for it, and it was going pretty good, but there was like, I lost my work once because I accidentally clicked on a link they said to look at examples that refreshed the page and destroyed everything, and then they didn't save it anywhere. And like a dummy, I didn't copy and paste my writing into another document when I went back and did it again. And I reached the last step, and it was like asking for credit card information. And not that it was an excessive amount of money or that I couldn't spare it, but I didn't have a credit card on me. And I didn't want to just go buying stuff willy-nilly without asking my husband first. So basically, because they didn't reveal that to step five and they gave you no way to save your work, I lost everything that I wrote, which was super frustrating. So it's probably going to be a while before I start up a group because I'm stubborn like that. And, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, there wouldn't be a meeting for like 3 months anyway, so there's no point in like throwing away money. I just hate you with so many likes. I am so sorry. But yeah, that's kind of what I worked on this morning, but I have nothing to show for it. It just made me think about what I wanted, and like I wrote up who the group was for, like etiquette, and what the meetups would be like. Just to like get out there and get to know people and stuff like that. That would be really enjoyable. But I think for now I'm going to settle with meeting up with people in the other existing groups that are already out there and explore the town a little bit more before I start trying to start something, I guess. And that was my day. I worked a little bit on the Christmas gift, and I'm going to work on that a little bit more while finishing tidying up. And I'll probably see you next Monday. I'm hoping I don't spend all weekend in the house. That would be sad. My husband's saying we might go see Big Hero 6, so that'd be cool. Maybe a matinee showing of it or something. It looks really fun. Though, between you and me, listener, I kind of really miss theatrical 2D releases. I'm not going to cry about that in this episode. There are some films where it works better in 3D, like Wreck-It Ralph, but in general, whenever I see like the test animations and test artwork and character designs in 2D, like a little tear forms at the corner of my face, and I'm like, why did Up have to come out at the same time as Princess and the Frog? Like, that was like the nail in the coffin, and they decided to release Winnie the Pooh, which has such a small audience. Oh, but I'm not going to rant about this right now because I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. I'm just some dummy. I'm not even at CTNX, so I have no authority to talk about this topic. I'll probably just go watch Chipmunk Adventure again to watch some traditional animation and look forward to Big Hero 6. It's got a kicking theme song, so that is definitely in its favor. All right, see you guys Monday. Bye.